Week 7 in the books, Weeks 8 on tap. We got the Week 8 waiver wire ads, trade targets, and rest of season slot versus wide preview right now on the Razzball Fantasy Football Show. Good evening, everybody. I'm your host, Sky Guasco. Welcome back to another show of the Razzball Fantasy Football Show on YouTube and, of course, on the podcast as well if you're listening back. I'm the host today, and my guest, which is really awkward to say considering he runs the program here, is the one and only Bobby LaMarco, at Bobby LaMarco on Twitter. You can find me at Sky Guasco, SkyGuasco. We're breaking down the Week 8 waiver wire ads, Week 8 trade targets, and rest of season slot versus wide preview. We know that Bob runs the ship there. He's going to break it down for you. That might help integrate into some trade targets. Before we get into it, of course, we want to make sure that everybody's following us everywhere you possibly can on Razzball. You can find us on Twitter at Razzball. Subscribe to the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show right here. Click that bell. Hit the comments with any of your favorite waiver wire ads and trade targets as well. And of course, subscribe. We are less than 100 away from 1,000. We started this humble program just a few months ago. We're almost to 1,000 subscribers, so we so much appreciate everybody jumping in with us Sunday mornings for the live show, start sitting, of course, throughout the week as well. And again, download and subscribe to the podcast, leave us a rate and review, we'd much appreciate it. And as I welcome in Bob to the program here, first, before I let you kind of rep the website, what you can find on the website, you're so good at that, I'd rather you do it than me. First, Bob, I just want to you know, we had a mix-up here in the lineup, right? Matt's on a bye week. We had you stepping in, not a problem. I'm just curious, on record, does this mean I got a promotion here that I'm hosting shows that you're on instead of automatically being the guest? I don't want to jump to conclusions per se, but this looks like I moved up the depth chart at minimum.
No. Sorry, buddy. No, man, you're our host on Sunday Lives when you're there, man. You are our go-to host, believe it or not. I am literally scratching at the claw, trying to get myself by the last 3-4 months, trying to host shows like an idiot. I am the worst at it, by the way. I actually like when you host. You have a better, smoother transition. You are the host of hosts. I am literally just I'm a volume guy. I'm in there like,
hey, you're just man, getting carries. You're getting carries.
Go get us buckets right now. And I'm like, okay, I'll pump these fucking things out. They'll be ugly as shit. I'm like Russell Westbrook out there.
Oh, yeah.
But like 5 years ago, Russ, not like right now, Russ. But,
I love it, dude. Yeah, yeah. So you're a middle reliever, right? You're like from the fourth inning to the seventh inning. You're getting strikeouts, ground balls, double plays. You're making it happen. That's good.
Yeah, man. Honestly, I thought to myself, like today, I was going to use a Kirk Gibson pinch hitting when he pinch hit that World Series.
Nice throwback.
That's what I was thinking. Because Razzball's baseball is our go-to. So I thought I'd sprinkle in some baseball commentary for you right there. But yeah, let's get into it.
I love it. All right, before we get into the waiver wire ads and the trade targets and some slot versus wide, we got a big show. We're going to try to crush it out for you as quickly as we can. Bob, let's transition quickly just to where everybody can find articles, what we have on Razzball, and the tool you've been working so hard on, slot versus wide. We've got some new developments. Why don't you drop the knowledge and we'll get into the waivers.
Yeah, so first off, if you got to go to football.razzball.com, it'll take you right to the football piece. But if you go to razzball.com, just click on the NFL tab, real easy. We now have a fantasy data tab. If you're not sure what that is, I tell you right now, we put in a bunch of slot versus wide points per game allowed data. So what does that mean? It means how many fantasy points. You can go to any site and find how many fantasy points a team allows to the wide receiver. But what we did, we took it a step further, and now we're showing you where those fantasy points are coming from the slot versus out wide. Even better, we now have how many fantasy points a receiver actually scores in the slot versus out wide. So now you have all the tools you need to every single week to do your start sits. Oh, my guy's a primary slot guy. Does he have a good slot matchup? Well, you could find it all on Razzball. And we took it one more step further because I'm a psychopath in the lab. And I got rest of season strength of schedules we'll touch on today. So you can find trade targets and players to go after based on how strong their out wide and slot schedules are rest of season. So we have it all. Plus, we have player uses data. If you're looking for routes run to dropbacks, if you're looking for yards per route run, fantasy points per dropback, fantasy points per route run, we have it on the player uses tab. And of course, Personally, the best one we have is the adjusted line yards. It is basically an offensive line versus defensive line matchup metric every single week. And I tell you, I've been using it for a very long time. It has literally helped me in my running back rankings all the time. I love it. So we have a bunch of data. You can go on football.rasball.com and hit that fantasy data tab. Back to you, Sky.
Love it. Everyone can get over there. Use those tools to your advantage. We are here to help you out. So let's get into the waiver wires. We got the week 8 waiver wire ads. Of course, not with us this week, but generally on the program with me every single Tuesday is our own Matt Styles. You can find him at Styles08 on Twitter. He drops down our weekly waiver wire article free on rasball.com. Bob and I are going to go through it today. So we're going to have a kind of a different flow than we usually do because Matt kind of scans through his entire article every week. Because we're throwing in slot versus wide at the end, Bob and I want to kind of crush through this a little bit quicker. So, Bob, I'm going to tee up Matt's quarterbacks for you. And, of course, everybody can go see this article for themselves, use it to their advantage after the fact here on Rasball.com. I'm going to throw you a couple quarterbacks that Matt had requested. I want your feedback on one of these guys you like the best. And maybe throughout these positions, there's somebody on this list maybe Matt didn't mention that you happen to like as well. We'll kick it off with the quarterbacks here for the Saints. Either Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston. I know that's kind of a tough place to be, but if Jameis is healthy, he'll probably get the start. However, Andy Dalton's been playing okay. Had a great first half before a couple of picks derailed that game last week, so we'll see what happens there. But Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston for the Saints, your boy Daniel Jones. And pop quiz, Bob, how many teams in the entire NFL right now have a better winning percentage than the New York Football Giants?
One, the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, bitter rivals, coming up twice this year. We'll see what happens. I love it. Daniel Jones, the other quarterback on the list. And if you're scraping the barrel, maybe in Superflex leagues, Davis Mills of the Houston Texans and Sam Ehlinger of the Colts with Matt Ryan somehow getting benched in Indy. How do you feel about this quarterbacks, Bob, and who stands out for you in week 8 waivers?
Got to be Daniel Jones. He's slowly becoming that fantasy football cheat code on the ground. Listen, when you're talking about mobile quarterbacks, you know, that's really where it comes from. They have a high floor and they offer you elite ceilings, especially when they have big throwing games on top of that rushing production. So Daniel Jones rushing last week, 11 for 107. Just 2 weeks prior to that, 10 for 37, getting plenty of legwork on the ground, 3 rushing touchdowns on the season. But there's also hope in the passing game post this week. This week they get Seattle, then they have a bye. After the bye, we should expect players maybe like Tony, Galladay, all those guys to come back, really making things healthy around him. Maybe a Wandale Robinson and him on the bye can reconnect. So I really like Daniel Jones at the quarterback position.
Just for the record, you're not biased toward the Giants. Is that correct?
No, I'm biased toward the Giants because I haven't loved them in years, and now I'm just back in love, and it just feels good because I got the hat. I got, you know, the jersey. I'm surrounded. So, yeah, it's a homer pick, whatever.
Love it, man. Hey, enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can. I love it. All right, running backs. Now, the start, the waiver wire ad of the week, according to Matt, and I have to agree here, is your boy Gus Edwards, 43% rostered. He's going to be picked up all over, of course, Now that he's the starter and the backup, most likely, with Kenyon Drake not producing there in Baltimore. Also, Michael Carter, who now is maybe the starter for the Jets with Breece Hall going out, but they got James Robinson now. 66% rostered. That's a little over our threshold, but he might be out there. Take a look. Deonta Foreman for Carolina. Carolina, of course, loses CMC to my Niners. And then Isaiah Pacheco, Tyler Allgeier, and DJ Dallas as well as the handcuff there in Seattle. A lot of running back options, Bob. Who pops off the page?
Man, I mean, 16 carries last week.
Two tutties.
Gus Edwards. And,
all we care you know, about.
In 2020, the whole entire season, he only did that once. So, no J.K. Dobbins, this guy's the guy. We messed up. You know, I think, I mean, I wasn't on the Sunday Live show. We talked a lot about Drake. You know, the trust of the gut.
It wasn't us. It wasn't a mess up. It was
I know. It was just, on us. I don't know. But I want to talk about the Foreman Chuba Hubbard situation because I think a lot of people are going after or Foreman after his big performance, but it was Hubbard in the first half, and then Hubbard got banged up in the second half. That's something to monitor. I think a lot of people, including myself, went out and got Foreman because of how he performed last year. And he's looked good. I mean, the guy's looked really good when he gets touches, but it was Hubbard that actually had the early lead in touches in the first half before going out in the second half, and they closed it with Foreman. So I do think the Chuba Hubbard situation, I think Hubbard is definitely a speculative ad because they did name him the starter. And because of Foreman's big performance, I think he's going under the radar this week.
Wide receivers, Mecole Hardman for the KC Chiefs, 3 touchdowns. Paris Campbell. Hey, Bob. It only took 4 years, but here you go. Paris Campbell sighting.
The week after we talked about Alex Pierce, he goes off.
Love to see that. You also got your boy Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton, somebody for the Giants, right? Ben Skronik for the Rams, the other Cooper Kupp, if you will. And you could stash Jameson Williams. I know we've been saying it all season, but he should come back eventually. Lots of receivers here. Who's your best choice?
I'm going to go Wandale. I know it's a Giants homer pick, but here's the main reason why. He's the only one of that group that could probably earn number one targets on their team pretty consistently. The other thing is this week he gets a Seattle defense that is a complete slot funnel defense, and I like him as a spot start wide receiver 3. And I don't know what happened. He's just – the problem with the Giants, he always gets hurt. Like, he gets hit in the balls apparently, and he doesn't get a target in the second half. I don't know what's going on, but he's worth the speculative ad. He's the guy I wanted in this group.
You used a nerd term that I want to make sure that our generic listeners who are enjoying the program on a Tuesday evening understand. You said slot funnel. Can you give us a layman's term, maybe a 30-second on what that means?
They allow more slot points than out wide points to wide receivers. So they allow more points to slot receivers than out wide. That's it.
Love it. All right, tight end here, Juwan Johnson. Now, I got to give you credit on this one at least. I know you had a hardship with him over the weekend. You can talk about that if you want to, but you did throw some love at your boy, Juwan Johnson. He's available, 97% available, folks. Bob Tonyan, Greg Dulcich, and Cade Otton for the Buccaneers as well. Which tight end are you looking for this week?
You know, I think Cade Otton and Juwan Johnson are kind of injury-related. Adam Trautman was out, and so was Cameron Brait. I think Greg Dulcich is the guy. I think that's the guy you want to go get. He's actually out there running a decent amount of routes to dropbacks. Earn that starting role right away. And he's a rookie, which is crazy. So I think Dulcich is the one that has the most staying power, even though I think if I needed a spot start this week, I'd probably lean Cade Otton knowing that Cameron Brait will not be back. But if it's season long, give me Greg Dulcich.
I love it. He looks really, really good out there too, as well. Yeah. All right, Bob, I'll put you on the spot here just a little bit. Any other waiver wire ads you can think of here before we wrap up and we move to trade targets? Anybody at any position that we maybe didn't mention that you're looking for on your league, even if they're highly regarded or maybe it's a stash at this point, handcuffs, bye weeks, what have you?
Yeah, I guess the only thing I would say is probably – let's maybe talking about some defensive streamers and maybe looking at some of that stuff and trying to pull up what I have here. But I think this week, if the guy like the Philadelphia Eagles were dropped in their league, that's a really good pickup. Go get them. Buffalo Bills, same thing. Probably less drop because of their name. But I've seen the Eagles in a couple of leagues that I really would like to play against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Even have the Rams. I mean, listen, I know actually the San Francisco 49ers defense, by the way, I've seen dropped in a lot of leagues because they struggled, but they own the Rams. So I actually think their 49ers DST is actually not a bad pickup either this week. I'm just trying to think IR eligible players that maybe people are not thinking about, but yeah, maybe Odell, maybe see based on all the news and notes going on with him, pick him up and stash him and put him in your IR spot. If you have an open one, because he could, every team that wants him is a stud team. Chiefs, Bills. Those are the teams, the Rams. Yeah. So it's going to be Odell's
Giants.
Woo.
How about that? Bring him back to New York, huh?
Let's do it.
Does any team need a wide receiver worse than the Giants? Probably not. No. All right. We can move on here to the trade targets here. So once again, make sure to go to rasball.com. Check out Matt's article every single week. Waiver wire ads live right now for free on rasball.com. Let's move on to our trade targets here. So we'll kind of flip the script just a little bit. I'll throw these out. I got buy lows. Bob, I'm going to give you all four of my buy lows. I'm going to give you kind of a quick pitch on them. Feel free to cherry pick one or two guys you're excited about, or maybe I'm off base on this. We'll start off here with the Chicago Bears. I got a double up for you here for Bears fans. QB, Justin Fields. I've been waiting. I love me some Trey Lance. I want this kid to get healthy. I think he'll be great for the Niners long term. We just haven't seen it yet, yada, yada, yada. Before Trey Lance got drafted and the Niners had the 3 pick, all my buddies were asking me who I wanted. I wanted Justin Fields. Ended up with Trey Lance. Happy for it. We'll see what happens. But I wanted Justin Fields. It's taking a long time with the Bears because they're a disaster. Looked great on Monday night. Justin Fields is looking good. He's increased his fantasy points every week in the last 4 weeks. Do I think he's a starter? Not necessarily. Am I benching primetime guys? Obviously not. But with a lot of bye weeks coming down the stretch here in the next 4 or 5 weeks, you're going to have guys swapping out. I think he's a great replacement for a Lamar right? You're going to have guys like Brady and Rodgers and those guys that you're streaming anyway, going down to bye weeks. I think Justin Fields is a nice bench position if you have it. Plus, he's got that rushing ability, which we saw with the rushing touchdown. Next up is another bear for the running backs, and it's not David Montgomery. It's going to be Khalil Herbert, right? David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert had the exact same work. 12 carries, 62 yards. David Montgomery scored a touchdown on the ground. Khalil Herbert scored a 25-yard screen pass in the passing game for a touchdown as well, right? So he only had two more fantasy points, but Khalil Herbert has a fresh legs. I think we all agree that he's a little more burst when he gets the ball. I want Khalil Herbert, and I still think you can get him cheaper, and he's a high-profile handcuff, if we've seen already. This one's kind of funny here. I'm going to flip the scripts because I think last week and the week before, I had him as a sell high on name brand value. It was DJ Moore. I was like, just get him off your team. Whatever you can get's fine. Get him off your team. Well, Robbie Anderson and Christian McCaffrey, who are the only challenge for his targets, leave the team within 48 hours. Well, okay, let's give this guy 10 targets. Finally get him a touchdown. He still only had 70 yards, which is whatever. But he was in the top five wide receiver this week in PPR. If this is the DJ Moore we can get and you think of him as a wide receiver two, high-end wide receiver three, you're going to be plenty healthy. PJ Walker's playing well. I like DJ Moore now, and you probably get him from scraps still. Buy low at tight end, Pat Freiermuth. I had him as a sell high a few weeks ago because of the concussion issue. He's back now. He's healthy. And Kenny Pickett likes him. He is playing well. He's getting the work. He's scoring touchdowns, but he's also getting the volume. 6'8", 7 targets doesn't seem like a ton. But at the tight end position, that's a lot, actually. So if you can get 6 and 60 and he might score a touchdown, that's actually quite the upside. I have a sell high later that might ruffle some feathers from folks, but I would actually swap these two players plus one. I'll get to it later. Bob, quick thoughts on my buy low candidates heading into week 8. We got two Bears, Justin Fields and Khalil Herbert. Then we got DJ Moore and Pat Freiermuth.
So Fields after this week has a really nice 3-game stretch. If you look at his schedule, at Dallas is going to be tough. The one thing I will say is that aggressive pass rushes, maybe they figured something out. We saw it last night, the other night with the Patriots. He was able to run, and that was awesome to watch. And I was high on Justin Fields preseason, so it's good to see him doing well. DJ Moore played a lot more all over the field. They actually moved him to the slot. About 50% of his snaps were in the slot last week. You love to see it. Double-digit targets last week. There is no one else to go to. And this week gets the Atlanta Falcons. So if you need that jolt, definitely love that. Can I give you one that I love? And he's maybe not the biggest buy low, but it's Raheem Mostert.
I'm always down for Mostert. You know me, baby.
Raheem Mostert had a good game last week, but he hasn't. You look at his next four games. His next four games are absolutely insane. Let me just pull these up real quick because it's a whole thing. I was just on it 5 seconds ago, but yeah. Sorry. But anyway, just for the teams he's facing over the next few weeks, he's got Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, then the bye, then Houston. So, like, all four of those matchups are cupcake matchups on the ground. I think this guy, I've been trying to get him in leagues, but it's just hard because I don't know what other people think of Raheem Mostert. So, I think it's because I think so highly of him. I'm like, that's not going to get it done. But it might. But I actually want to talk to you at some point about a Raheem Mostert trade.
I'll tell you right now, man. Again, I'm a Niner homer, right? Raheem was great for us as a backup. He had that 1 year where he finally blew up, and then he was supposed to be the guy and basically broke his leg the second snap of the year, which Elijah Mitchell, yada, yada, and that rest is history. I love me some Raheem Mostert. People don't like him because he's old, quote unquote, but he doesn't have the wear and tear. I think he's going to be great, and I would love that 5-game stretch. If you need a running back, go ahead and go grab him, Bob. Good call. Let's move on to my sell highs here, and then we'll move into some slot versus wide. So sell highs, a lot of these are not popular names. One of these might break your heart. One of these definitely breaks my heart, but I think it's the right call if we think unattached, which I try to do in fantasy football. All right, quarterback position, Geno Smith, Seattle Seahawks. Super fun. I get it. I live in Seahawk country. I'm a Niner fan. It itches my skin to hear the 12s. I think they're completely obnoxious. But the Seahawks have been playing well. To their respect, they are the leading team somehow in the NFC West with the Rams, Cardinals, and Niners. The Seahawks have the best win percentage, and that's because of Geno Smith, right? But loses DK Metcalf for an undetermined amount of time. The run game with Ken Walker is out of control, so that's obviously what Pete Carroll wants to do. And since going nuts in week 3, 4, and 5, Geno Smith was a top 7 quarterback for 3 weeks. He's been 19 and 15 since then. He's not throwing the ball as much. He's not running as much. They're not scoring as many touchdowns through the air because of Ken Walker. Pete Carroll wants to run the ball. Plus, he's got a bye week coming up after three tough matchups, Giants, Cardinals, and Buccaneers. Then they get the bye week. I'd rather move off of Geno if he still has the name brand value. Next one, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I know you've gone back and forth over the season repping. They're on a bye week this week, so I don't think you could even trade him per se. But if people need a running back and you're okay at running backs, or maybe you need a top-end wide receiver, you can make the swap. I would do this in a heartbeat. We've been saying for a couple of weeks, after 19 carries in week four, he's had 9, 9, and 6 for total rushing yards of 15, 33, and 32. And he's had one touchdown in the last 3 weeks. He's not getting the receptions. He has 4 receptions total over the last 4 weeks combined. Again, they're on a bye week there. Mahomes is nuts. They have many running backs there. They don't need to rely on him. I'm getting rid of Clyde Edwards-Helaire if I can. Throw one back to last year, pour one out for Bob last year, because Tyler Boyd is here to stay and absolutely bombing. 155 last week, but most of that came on like an 80-yard bomb, right? Otherwise, Tyler Boyd, unfortunately, has not been that incredible. He's the distant third in this option, maybe 4 if you consider Joe Mixon as well. So considering consistency, I don't think Tyler Boyd's going to be that guy. He's the number 2 PPR fantasy wide receiver this week. A lot of people base trades on what happened last week. Tyler Boyd is the top of the list. Get rid of him if you can. Shouts out to your boy, Tyler Boyd. And this one here breaks my soul. Maybe I'm an idiot, but I'm feeling it. George Kittle trading away George Kittle. If you can get a Pat Freiermuth and a big-time wide receiver, right, or a streaming guy, or you maybe you have a streaming guy. You picked up David Njoku and he got hurt or something. You've been wearing the streamer wire. You're able to get rid of George Kittle. I would do that, and I think you can still do a King's Ransom because of the name brand. Also, the big game. Jimmy's not going to throw as much. Christian McCaffrey's going to get ready to go. Debo Samuel, Ayuk is still there. I love George Kittle. I'm not saying just get rid of top-tier tight ends, but if you have one to get rid of, I think you can, plus the injury bug potentially and the inconsistency. Love George Kittle, but I'm looking to sell if I can get another option. Geno Smith, CEH, Tyler Boyd, George Kittle.
It's going to be tough to sell CEH because of the Pacheco news and that split last week. I mean, he found the end zone, which is good, but he found the end zone on like 30 yards. So I think that's going to be a really tough sell. Kittle's the one. Kittle's the one you got. I mean, Geno Smith, I think, has a stigma still, even though he's been good. I think George Kittle's the guy. So it'd be Pat Freiermuth. Do you have like a wide receiver two in mind that you think would be an ideal target? Like, what would be like a 2-for-1 that you would do for George Kittle, like a Freiermuth and X receiver?
Yeah, I'm digging up right now. Give me 2 seconds. Put me on the spot here.
It's like sometimes it's about being practical about this stuff. Because my thought process is the other day, I was actually thinking this. I have Austin Eckler in a league. I want to get Mostert and a stud receiver for a 2-for-1 because I need to start winning now. My league is 1-6. The team's trash. I have Eckler who's just carrying nothing. But the problem is his only good receiver is Cooper Kupp. And I'm like, I can't get Cooper Kupp and Mostert for Eckler, I don't think. But the other thing is he does have CeeDee Lamb. But I don't know if that's enough for Eckler. Eckler's out of his mind right now, so I don't know. But, yeah, that's just kind of like brainstorming.
I'll throw a couple guys out there. Tyler Lockett with DK Metcalf out. Brandon Ayuk, Curtis Samuel potentially. If you trust Cortland Sutton, maybe you could go with him. Gabe Davis is somebody I'd look at. I know Amon Ross St. Brown's hurt, but he's somebody I want on my roster as well. That might be an option there too if you're floating a bigger name.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, I was thinking maybe like, do you think you can get T. Higgins? Probably not, right?
I love T. Higgins. Do you want T. Higgins?
I do.
Seriously.
Since Cincinnati is the best out wide schedule rest of season.
Dude, and Joe Burrow's nuts right now. I know. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. Let's get to 2 questions here, Bob, and then we're going to move it to slot versus wide and cut out of here. I'm worried about my team. I'm 6-1. That's a pretty good nerve system you got there. Brady, CMC, Swift, D-Hop, Amon-Ra, Kelsey, ETN, Damian Pierce, Montgomery. Is this like a humble brag? I'm not really sure.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Get out of here. Get out of here. Bowles the GOAT. We're trying to help people on this program. Pacheco and White off waivers. Pacheco or White off waivers? Rashad White, I would imagine.
I think I had to take a shot at Pacheco. I just, you know, I understand if I had Leonard Fournette, maybe I would want White on my team. I think Pacheco is locked into this three-way committee, which is tough. I do think when you start – the problem is the Chiefs don't ever turn to the ground game even when they're up two scores. It's so weird. They still throw. They're still aggressive. And they've never really been this type of team that's going to be in the fourth quarter up 17 points and run the ball 10 to 12 times, and then Pacheco gets a 20-carry game. It just doesn't happen that often. Plus, CEH mixes in on goal line. Jerick McKinnon plays on passing downs, but they are in a bye. So my question is, we don't know what happens post-bye. Is it fully Pacheco time? Maybe they use that time to install him as the main guy. I want to take that upside flyer. But if I was the Leonard Fournette owner for this week, I'd probably take up White and call it a day.
Fair enough. Last question here. Mark, should I trade two studs for two starters? Breece injuries left me with an empty spot in my flex. I have JT Mixon, Chase on my bench. Is Jameson, Pickens, and Pacheco on my bench? If yes, who do I go for?
Trade a stud for two starters. Yeah, I get it. So his flex is weak because he can't. Well, Pickens has been pretty good lately.
Yeah, Pickens is fine. But Pacheco, question, you said, just might jump up here. And Jameson could, you know, we'll see what happens with him.
Yes, Mostert. I would want Mostert and another player. That's who I would target. I would want Mostert and maybe, let's say, I have all the rest of season stuff, but let me pull up.
I don't think people love Chris Godwin, and I do.
Well, it depends. I mean, we'd have to see the options in the league, right? We could say Mostert,
well, yeah, of course,
and X. So if you want to, Mark, we'll be on for another 5 minutes. If you want to jump on and just say, hey, the Mostert owner has these players, maybe we can find a 2-for-1 for you.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Or maybe off Sky's picks.
Deal. All right, let's move on here to some Solvers Wide, Bob. I'm going to turn to you.
Yeah, so basically what I just want to show everybody really quick what we have up on Razzball.com is we actually do have Slot Versus Wide rest of season. And this is kind of like some of the stuff that I've been talking about a little bit. But so this is rest of season offenses and their strength of schedule. So basically offenses listed on the this column right here. And then I have total points per game allowed by the defenses they're going to face, and then broken out slot versus wide and the percentages. So this is why I brought up T. Higgins. The Cincinnati Bengals out wide receivers, Chase and Higgins, have the best rest of season out wide schedule. A guy that I really like is Rashad Bateman. Bateman has been banged up a little bit. He's probably easier to obtain. Maybe a Bateman is a great guy to go get because the Baltimore Ravens have a very, very good rest of season out wide schedule. Same thing for Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks has been kind of disappointing this season. I have so much Brandon Cooks. Nico Collins now dealing with a groin injury. So I do think that maybe Brandon Cooks is someone to look at because he has a very strong out-wide schedule. Same thing with Courtland Sutton. Once Russell Wilson comes back in the second half, that's another name that you could look at. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom here, this is kind of where your red flags are. Minnesota, New England, Detroit, maybe Adam Thielen. You're not going to worry about Justin Jefferson per se, but Adam Thielen has a really tough rest of season out wide schedule. Gabriel Davis, another player who outside of Diggs, out wide schedule is really tough. Maybe you look to trade Gabriel Davis. So this is just another tool that you could find on Razzball.com. It's the slot versus wide points per game allowed, ROS, SOS, rest of season, strength of schedule. So we have it all at Razzball.com. Back to you, Sky. Any thoughts before we close?
Bob, if anybody is thinking, you know, I don't know how my waiver is going to jump, but I'm going to do waivers tonight. I'm going to be ready Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but then I want to set the ultimate lineup. Where can they get all that advice Sunday morning?
Well, that's Sunday Live Start Sit Show, folks. So every Sunday Live on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel, that's right, folks, we sit here for 2.5+ hours answering your start sit questions, folks. And the best part is we don't just do that. We all break down our slot first wide best matchups of the week. We break down every single injury on the offensive line, defense, whatever you need to know to set your lineups. We also talk about top streamers of the week. So we do it all on our Sunday Live Start Sit Show on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. So subscribe, hit the bell, join us at 7 a.m. PST every single Sunday for 2.5 to 3 hours worth of just madness, folks, and you won't regret it. Back to you, Sky, once again.
I love it. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. That was the Week 8 waiver targets. We have the trade targets. We have slot versus wide analysis. I see the comments coming in. We'll get to you after the program. Appreciate everybody tuning in one more time. Make sure to subscribe right here to the Razzball YouTube Fantasy Football channel. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast as well so you can catch it on the go. Follow Bobby Lamarco at Bobby Lamarco on Twitter. You can follow me at Sky Guasco. You can follow Razzball at Razzball as well. We'll catch you next time. We'll see you Sunday morning. Make sure you catch all of our articles on Razzball.com as well. Appreciate y'all vibing out with us. We'll see you next time. Cheers.